So today's reading is Matthew 3, verses 13 to 17. It's page 967. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill the righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending on him, descending like a dove, and lighting on him. And the voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased."
Great. Well, we sung there, didn't we? You're the God of Trinity, not our God as a church. Obviously, he is. Again, just remember what it says. It says, "You're never lonely, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, yet you're reaching out to me." We can know God and know what God is really like because he's Trinity. We're going to be spending some time thinking, and it is hard thinking about what God is like. So we're going to ask God to help us to do that, to help us understand his word and what he teaches about us. So let me pray. Father God, thank you that we can know you because Jesus makes you fully known. Father, we pray that as we open your word together, you would speak to us from it. For we ask this for your name. Amen. Great. Well, it is hard thinking about what God is like when we talk about God as Trinity, God being three in one. So I'm going to give us three things for us to remember this morning. And if we remember those things, if we remember them, we're not going to go far wrong in thinking rightly about God. And I hope that will be helpful for you as we try to get our heads around what God is like. Now, there's lots that we can say about God, and over the next few weeks, look, we're going to be looking at what God is like. We're going to see that he's three in one. We're going to see that he's love, he's eternal, he's holy, he's everywhere and in control, and more besides. We're going to be learning all about what God is like. But today, we thought, how can we know God? We can know God because he is Trinity. He's three in one. What do I mean by that? Well, we're going to see that God makes himself known to us so that we can know him as he really is. And the first thing I want us to see about God, and these I'm taking them from our reading today and a couple of other places from around the Bible. But the first thing I want us to see is that God is three persons. God is three persons. Can you remember that? God is three persons. God is three animals. No, God is three persons. Okay, God is three persons. That's the first thing to remember. Now, help us understand this. I need some helpers. Okay, I need three helpers actually to be able to do this. So, I don't know if any of the kids want to help. Anyone else want to come and help? Anyone else?
No.
Oh, come on, somebody, please. Oh, thank you. Right. So, marvellous. Okay, now, Zoe, right, I've got a job for you. Okay, can you just sit down there for a moment? You need to take your socks and shoes off, wear your boots and shoes off, and then roll up your leggings. Okay, because we need the River Jordan here this morning. Yeah, minus the balls. They didn't come. Yeah, and we've got the River Jordan. We have double-checked the plug, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah. Right, several times.
Great. Because here is the River Jordan. Right.
Well done, Zoe.
So it's really not that deep.
Rolled up right up to here.
Right, okay. Right. Now, in our reading... Okay, we had, remember, we had John the Baptist was baptizing people in the River Jordan here. And in the River Jordan, he would put them under the water and then lift them up. And that baptism displayed for them that they were wanting to commit their lives again to God. And along came Jesus one day and approached John the Baptist. Hang on, I need something for you. Okay. Jesus Christ. Okay. There you are, you're Jesus, okay? And wants to be baptized by John. So he got into the River Jordan. Now, go on in you go. Now, John also, I'll be John, okay? But John also had to get in the river, but we're going to do this socially distanced, so I don't have to take my socks and shoes off as well.
The same family.
Oh, shh, shh, shh. Right, okay, now just... Okay, now you're... So we've got Jesus... in the river, okay, about to be being baptized, okay? Now, is it cold?
Yes.
Well, the River Jordan's cold as well, so that's an added dimension of realism, which is good. I know that the pinkness of the paddling pool kind of takes away from that, but the coldness surely helps. Okay, so we've got Jesus in the River Jordan, haven't we? Now, who else have we got now? Anna.
Thank you. Oh, how lovely, thank you.
Okay, now, the second one we have is...
Ooh, yeah. The other way around.
It's okay. No. What's the right way around? We have what's described as the Spirit of God who descended on Jesus like a dove. Okay, so Anna, can you just go over on that corner over there? Yeah. And Helen, you come around this side. That is very, very, very elegant. Oh, for the wings.
Thank you, yeah.
Of a dove like Anna. That's brilliant. Okay, and we have a third person, not including John, obviously, in this kind of story, this account of Jesus' baptism. We don't see this person, so this person, hang on before you bring the screen out. This person, you hear their voice, the voice from heaven. Just come out for a moment, hang on. So, I'm gonna pop that on. We have God in heaven. Now, just make sure that works. It's on, I think.
Hello.
Right, okay. We have the voice from heaven. Right, okay. Are we all ready? Don't fall over, Zoe. Because that baptism won't have a wet bottom. Now, right. So, okay. So, let's go through. So, we've got Jesus in the water, in the river. We have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, like a dove. And we have the voice from heaven. Now, as John the Baptist baptized Jesus, okay, just going to pretend, don't worry, he baptized him, and as he came up out of the water, this is what happened, okay? Let's read it from the Bible. You ready? As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove. Oh, look at that.
I'm not going to get into the water.
Yeah. Don't have to alight on her, because you'll probably squash her and get very wet in the process. So we've got the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and then, wait, verse 17, and a voice from heaven said,
"This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
Brilliant, thank you. So, at the same time, we hear a voice from heaven, we see Jesus Christ in the River Jordan, and we see the Spirit of God like a dove descending on Jesus. Now, what's going on here? Well, we see here in Jesus' baptism, amazingly, a picture of God as he is, the three persons of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You see, think about it again. Jesus was in the river being baptized, but the voice from heaven called him, not Jesus, but "This is my Son. This is my Son, whom I love, with whom I'm well pleased." And whilst it's not called the Holy Spirit here. The Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit, and God in heaven is the Father. So we have our three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And here's the thing, do you see this? They were all there at the same time, but doing different things. The voice was in heaven, the Son was in the river, and the Holy Spirit was like a dove descending upon him. All three persons. And that's the first thing we need to remember, isn't it? That God is three persons. He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this Jesus' baptism is one of the few occasions in the Bible where we do see all three clearly together at the same time, each doing something different. Now, again, it's just important to notice and to remember that the Father isn't the Son, because, remember, look, the Father, his voice is in heaven. The Son isn't the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit descended on the Son. The Holy Spirit isn't the Father. The voice was in heaven, but the Spirit descended before the voice spoke. So we have the three persons of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all at the same time, different people doing different things, different persons, I should say, doing different things. So God is three persons, all mentioned at the same time. So it's not that God appeared as a person, a man, Jesus, and then disappeared and came back as the Holy Spirit. No, all three persons are God at the same time, all the time. And here in the baptism, we see that. Isn't that amazing? Great. Well, thank you, helpers. Do you want to dry your feet, Zoe? And you can take the towel with you as well. Now look, this makes sense, doesn't it? Because think about when Jesus is praying. Who's Jesus talking to? He's talking to the Father. He's talking to the Father through the Spirit. But the point is that as Jesus is talking to the Father, it's not, you know, God, is God talking to God? If Jesus is God? No, it's because it's the Son is speaking in prayer to the Father, because they're different persons. So God, remember, is three persons, three different persons, okay? But you might think, oh, well, does that mean that God is three gods who kind of, you know, who lived in heaven and one of those gods came down to earth? Are we to think of God like that? God as three gods, all a bit like, you know, having a party in heaven together, like a bit like what the Romans or the Greeks believed in times gone by. No, is God three gods? No, no. Because the second thing we need to remember is that God is one God. So we've learned that God is three persons. That's the first important thing. Secondly, God is one God. This verse from Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Now, all through the Bible, not just in the Old Testament, God is described as one, the one God. Isaiah 49, verse 6, I am God, there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. And so there aren't kind of several gods up in heaven, because there is only the one God. There is no God beside him. So whilst we talk about God as being three persons, those three persons are one God. And the Bible insists that. Jesus taught that himself. He said, I and the Father are one. He affirmed that God is one. James in his letter, he wrote the same. We want to be clear, God is one God. He is the living God of the Bible. And there is no other God. And that's why we talk about the three in one. that God at the same time is one God and yet three persons within that one God, within the Godhead. So I was thinking about that for a moment. Why does that matter? Well, let's go back to our paddling pool. I wonder if get my helpers back out again, my paddling pool helpers. Come on, the three. And what I'd like you to do this time, come here. Go on, yeah, come on, thank you. Sorry, but this is the earlier one, Anna's paddling pool exercise. So what I'd like you to do, okay, is now I'm going to give you a different task, okay? Your different task. Your task is to, together, is to tidy up all the balls and put them back in the paddling pool. I know there's water in it, but it doesn't matter. I'm not going to drain it out. I'll get told off. No. So grab a spoon, okay? And all I need to do is work together to get all the balls back in. And you've got a minute, like before. Let's see how you get on.
Even the ones in that
box? As many as you can.
Okay.
But certainly concentrate the ones on the floor. it's a good job you have to work together on this, because it would... oh, look at that. Whilst all the balls were going everywhere for a moment, we had this moment of brilliant teamwork where we find that most of the balls are now in the paddling pool. You've got 15 seconds. See how many more you can get in. It's like a strange combination of hockey and egg and spoon race. Brilliant. We're nearly there. Now, great, I think we'll call that to a halt. We'll maybe get one more in. Yay! Luke, you are by far the most practiced and skilled kind of ball getter into paddling pool with long spooner. So that's great. Thank you very much. Do you want to put the canes down? Now, you see what a difference it does make. Thanks, guys. Brilliant. You know, when you work as a team, when you are working as one, you're not all kind of working against each other. Remember before when we started it, where one of you was trying to kind of cover it with cling film, and the other one was trying to get all the balls out, and the other one was trying to get them in, and it was just balls everywhere. It was absolute chaos and confusion. But actually, God is one God, and that means that he has one will, one purpose, and he will fulfill that purpose, because he's not struggling against others. There are no other gods beside him. So because God is one, he can do what he said, and he will achieve it. Now, look, we're going to be thinking about what that means for God being in control and others as well. These things, they help us understand what God is like, but because God is one, it means that he doesn't disagree. He's not arguing against himself. It wasn't that, you know, God sent the Son into the world because he'd been very naughty and you're going to stay there till you've thought about what you've done. Imagine if that what God was like. If God was arguing within himself about what was the right and the good thing to do. God is one. I and the Father are one, said Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. And so God being one means that he is of one mind, he is of one will, of one purpose. He doesn't disagree. He doesn't squabble in heaven over us. So we've learned, haven't we, that God is three persons. We've learned that God is one God. And the third thing, put up on the screen, we need to remember that each person is fully God. God is three persons. God is one God, and that each person is fully God. If you remember those three things, we're not going to go too far wrong. So we know that the Father in heaven is God. I don't think anyone disagrees with that. God the Father in heaven, the voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love." That voice came from heaven, and people, it was the living God speaking. God is... the Father is God. We know that he was the God of heaven, the maker of all things. We know as well that Jesus was God too. But it wasn't just God, he was fully God. So here is a verse that we looked at our last all-age service, if you can remember that long ago, from Hebrews chapter 1, where we read that God is an exact copy of God's nature, that the Son is the exact representation of his being. What does that mean? It means that the Son is the same in substance to God. He's the same in being as God, the same nature as God. He himself, therefore, is fully God. So Jesus, the Son, isn't like God in the same way that the Holy Spirit, remember, was like a dove. Okay, no, the Son is fully God. He in himself is exactly God because he shares God's real being. Now, it's quite hard for us to kind of understand, but we can do a little exercise now to help us think about that a bit more. And for that, I'm going to hand over to Anna.
We are thinking about Jesus being the exact copy of God. And to help us think about this, I would like you to make a copy of something. So you have some whiteboards and some pens. There should be at least a couple between each row. And what I would like you to do, using your one whiteboard and your single colour of pen, is to draw the very famous painting, the Mona Lisa, for us, okay? So you've got a minute to do it. Now, for those of you who aren't sure what the Mona Lisa looks like, we are going to put it on the screen for you. Here we are. So with your one whiteboard and your one pen, please recreate the Mona Lisa for us in 1 minute. And your time starts now. Off you go. Oh, it's gone. Oh. You've had a quick look at it, but it is tricky. Okay, you've had 30 seconds, so you should be halfway through. Don't forget to include both eyes and the hair. If you get onto the background as well, that will be wonderful. But just see how far you get. You've got 10 seconds left. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, please put your lids on your pens. What I would love you to do now is to all hold up your Mona Lisas and move them around so that everybody can, we can all see each other's beautiful pictures. Thank you. It was a particularly small version, okay, that's indistinguishable to the human eye. Okay, brilliant. Excellent. Oh, very impressive. Wonderful. Very good. Oh, some excellent hands going on here. Oh, a background over here. Just a sort of, yes, excellent. Now, if you were to take these into town after we finished here and say to people, who is this? How likely do you think it is that anybody would say it was the Mona Lisa? Not very likely. You have all had a very good go at making a copy of the Mona Lisa, but none of them are very exact, are they? They are rough copies, but not brilliant or exact ones. But Jesus, because he is an exact copy of God, when we look at him, we see God. It's not like seeing a rough idea of what God might be like. We actually see him face to face. And Dave is going to help us think about that a little bit more.
Thank you, Anna. Well, that's right. So some of those pictures are a bit like the original. Some of them are nothing like the original. But Jesus is exactly like, because he is. So all that the Father is like, the Son is. All that the Father does, all that God does, the Son does. The Son is exactly like the Father. That's because he's fully God. Now look, you know, there's nothing in this world that will help us fully understand it, okay? Because God isn't of this world. But that's the point, that the Father is fully God, the Son is fully God, and the Holy Spirit is fully God. The Holy Spirit is, remember, a person. He's not, the Holy Spirit is not an it. The Holy Spirit is not a kind of a power of God or the love of God or the force or something like that. It's not like, you know, sometimes think of the Holy Spirit as a sort of an a bit like an arm or something of God when he wants to do something. You know, God by his Spirit can do that. No, the Holy Spirit is a person. He's called he, not it, in the Bible. The Holy Spirit is fully God too. So all the things that God is described like, the Holy Spirit is described as. You can grieve the Holy Spirit, and in doing so, you're grieving God. And blaspheming against the Holy Spirit is to blaspheme against God. So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all fully God. And again, we need to remember that and keep that important, because sometimes we can treat these things as though somehow God is divided three ways. That kind of the Father is, if you like, a third of God, and the Son is a third of God, and the Holy Spirit is a third of God. But it's not like that. They're all fully God. Jesus says, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. They not together make up God like pieces of a pizza, but they are all fully God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And therefore we need to remember and treat all the persons of the Trinity as God. We are to worship God as Trinity. We're to know more of him in our lives. We're to treat them as the divine persons that they are. Now, look, there's lots of things we can think about from this. I think the first thing is just important for us to remember is that because God is three, he's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we can only know God when we know Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Because otherwise, we're not knowing God. Some people might say, oh, I believe in God. But if they don't know Jesus, then they don't know God. You see? Someone might say, I'm very spiritual. But if they don't know the Father, they don't know God. Jesus says, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. He comes to tell the truth about what God is like. We know God through the Son as revealed to us by the Spirit. So we can have confidence that as we know Jesus, we know what God is really like because he shows us in himself. So we can know God through Jesus. And if we don't know Jesus, we don't know God. But a second thing I want us to think about this morning as we finish is this, is that God is like a family. He's Father, he's Son, and he's Holy Spirit. Three persons who love each other and have done from all eternity. Now, next week, we're going to learn about God being love. But the point is that God has made us to be like him, that we are to be in family, to have friends, to be born into families, and to have a church family, because that's a bit like what God is like. God is persons who love each other, and therefore we are to love one another. Hasn't that been hard through the pandemic, through this time of COVID, is that we've not been able to see family, and we've not been able to see friends. That's been hard. And the reason why that's hard is because we're made for family, because that's like God. We're not made to be on our own. God wants us to be family with him, to be counted as his children, and to be family with one another, as the church, as God's people. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we're all different, but we're one family. And that's because God is Trinity. He's made us to be like him and to know him in that way. So we should, let's remember these key things, okay? These things we've learned, okay? I've lost my clicker. There it is. So we've learned, haven't we, that God is three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We've learned, haven't we, that God is one God, and we've learnt that each person is fully God. And as we remember those things, will help us to know God, the three in one. Well, he's made us to know him and to know him as he really is. Praise God that we can know him as he really is, as he's made himself known to us. Well, I'm going to pray for us as we end, that God would keep encouraging us. Then we're going to sing our next song.